Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we found this story on Reddit that is, I don't know why, I'm like my mouth is already dry just thinking about it.
Yeah, you're getting all hyped up over this.
It's 10 unwritten rules in life that you should be following.
Yep, all of us should.
I don't understand why, let's make them not unwritten.
Let's make them law.
Yes, let's make it stone. Like punishable by death.
Okay.
Here, number 10. Don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle.
Or the parking lot, or just, you know, everywhere.
Who believe? It's people who believe, I'm sorry, it's, when I go to different grocery stores, and not like, every store does this now, the Walmarts and the, does the like people who will shop for you.
Yes.
They're almost the biggest offenders now. Because they there's more of them shopping.
And they think they own the place.
Which they kind of do, but they don't. Get out of the way. Right. I'm a customer that's in your store right now. Move to the side. Move to the side.
Because you're a professional shopper and you're shopping for other people. Doesn't mean you're better than me.
Have you ever watched one of those people shop?
Oh, there's hucking crap.
Yeah, and they don't. They stand there for 10 minutes looking for something. They're like, let's see, Kraft mac and cheese. Let's see, like, what? And I'm like, it's right there. It's literally.
Take my list. I'll take this.
Yes, I will get this done if you'll just move your damn cart.
Yes.
Out.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer it when I'm not a cart guy. I have the hand basket because I don't need to shop that much. But if I was a cart guy, I leave it at the end cap. Walk down the aisle, get my stuff, bring it back.
What
to the
am
cart.
I getting on that aisle? Because I mean, there's like sometimes if I'm on say the baking aisle, I might be getting a gallon of vinegar because Commerce City water sucks. So I dump vinegar into my dishwasher every single time I run it.
Okay.
And I might be getting like the big 5-pound thing of sugar. So I'm going to have to bring my cart in, man.
Okay.
But I mean, for you, I get it.
Yeah. I'll park on the end cap because if someone takes my cart, I don't care. I'll just start over.
Yeah. But I always have. So I have my bags that I've already bought. So I don't want to leave.
The non-plastic one. Your hand cool, bags. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Safeway has these bags where like the thing fold. It's almost like a picnic basket.
Yeah. You were raving about that.
Because the thing, we're eventually going to get to the rest of this list, but it's like, trying to think of how to describe it, but it's like a rectangle and the side folds down
in on,
and then so it's like cardboard on the bottom.
Gotcha.
So you can, if you're a man who wants to be able to carry in all your groceries in one trip, they're like, I can carry four of those and carry a full cart of groceries in.
Dude, and that's
it's just like, kuh-kuh.
Safeway has that.
Yes.
Nice.
I love them. So anyway, move your cart out of the way. We'll keep going here.
Yeah.
Number 9, let people get off an elevator or a train.
It's getting worse.
Or where it.
It's getting worse.
It's so bad in this building
that it's getting worse.
I'm seriously committing to just stairs because I'm done with it. Like, I'm trying to get off the elevator and somebody's shoving me back. I'm like, did you understand that this is, and I have to depart before you.
They don't. I don't know.
How do we stop it?
Something's
though?
Happening. It's getting worse with that though.
Is it? It's millennials, right? We blame them for everything else.
So let's blame them again.
Okay. Number 8. If someone shows you a photo on their phone, don't swipe right or left to look at other photos.
Okay. People will tell me, there's more. You can keep swiping and stuff like that.
I don't like to.
I don't like to either.
Somebody just handed me their phone just the other day, and I was like, how far before I get to... Do you stop when you see a change? If they're showing you like a house they just looked at. Oh, is that the Children's Mighty... Like, you're looking. Like
when it's...
When you see something, I don't know when to stop.
Can I expound on that real quick?
Absolutely.
If you're going to show me a picture on your phone, do me a huge favor. Have it already pulled up. Instead of me watching you go to your photos and then scrolling through and then scrolling.
That is one of my most irritating, because they're like, this is a great photo, but hold on. It's like, oh God, was that in 2016? And they're scrolling.
Right.
Like, I don't have time
for this. Have it ready to go.
I don't know if we're going to get through this list because neither of us are in a very good mood about this. If you're borrowing something for the third time, buy one of your own.
Yes, there it is. Good call.
A guy who used to work for us.
Your miter box.
He bought his own. And I actually have to say, I'm a little sad. Little D, who no longer works here, but we're all still very close. He used to borrow my compound miter box all the time.
Yeah.
And he sent me a picture of his Amazon order. So he's not borrowing it anymore.
And you're like, oh.
It's like.
It's the only time I get to see little.
Don't start drama at a funeral. I don't even know why that has to be written down.
Thank you. I didn't write.
How about don't start drama?
Anywhere. Period.
Number five. This is a big one for you, I think.
Okay.
Chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a breakup with a really hot girlfriend because couldn't eat in public because she was.
I don't have that thing, but as I'm aging, I'm starting to get the thing. Is it weird?
It is weird because you're starting to notice it and then you dwell on it.
It never bothered me. I didn't care. And now all of a sudden I'll be in the car and my kids are chewing gum and I'm like.
Yep.
Don't play music out loud when you're in public.
Okay. Yeah. We got headphones, right?
So I have a friend who does this all the time. Like we'll go hiking and I like it. Like he'll bring a Bluetooth speaker and put it in his backpack.
Oh, just one of those small ones, but they're powerful.
Yes. So when we're hiking, he's got a playlist going as we're hiking up the mountain.
Okay. And you like to play. If you didn't like the playlist, then.
But what about other people who are hiking for the serenity of it all?
Oh, yeah. You got to stop that. No, you don't.
What? That's the huge question. He's allowed to.
He is allowed.
But I mean, he's making noise for everybody else and you are in nature. God, and Chad is listening right now. I'm sorry, Chad. You got to just stop. Bluetooth speaker. I don't know if you're allowed to do that. If you borrow someone's car, put some gas in it before.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretend it's a rental car.
Thank you.
You borrow a rental car.
At least put the gas in it.
Only got a couple more. If you finish a roll of toilet paper, you have to put a new roll on.
Well, if I leave a square, then I'm off the hook.
Are you that guy? Well, you live alone, so you don't have to deal with this.
It's the glue square where it's just.
Yeah, you just peel it and you're just like, and then you have to take the cardboard roll off and like wipe with that, knowing full well you can't flush it.
Right.
It's.
Yeah. Yeah. Just restock the. Yeah.
But do you have it nearby, right?
I do. I just one door. I reach around.
Oh, it's in a cabinet?
Yep.
I told you, man. You get a CD tower.
Okay. Can I describe how Slacker stocks up his.
Oh, man, it's so awesome.
How you store your toilet paper?
Yeah.
You went out and found like a regular old seat. It's like a pole.
No, it's like it's a cabinet where like you could put 10 CDs.
That's what it is.
And so each one has like a roll of toilet paper in it. But the genius of the whole planet, like I didn't have to go buy them. I used to have so many CDs. So I just repurposed all my old, what's the name of the company? Pier 1 Imports.
Oh, yeah.
Medici Rod Iron. CD holders
is now holding your toilet paper.
You know what I've seen other people do? You take a plunger and you set it there and then you put all your things, you put toilet paper rolls on. Yes.
But it has to be a decorative plunger. You can't use one of those brown rubber head ones. You got to be decorative.
No, I mean, but it's kind of
stylish. It's got to be, you can't.
Is there such a thing as a stylish plunger? Do you have one of the new black ones that do have the like, the accordion? Yeah.
And it comes in the nice decorative thing you put it in.
And you just have one of those with the
boom.
All right, here's the last thing. Don't ask for something if the person only has one left. Like, for example, a piece of gum.
Oh, okay.
And I have to rat out other people in this building when it comes to you. You are one of the most generous people I know, but there are people around here who try to quit smoking. And then, so they stop buying cigarettes and then they come to you and go, yeah, man, I don't smoke, but can I just have one?
Yes.
How do you,
I know.
And then they take your lighter and your last cigarette
and
you have to be cool with it.
Right. Because you got to help out where there's so few of us smokers left. There's like a unwritten, we got to help each other, but I'll lend them my lighter and they always forget to bring it back.
And you have the most magical light. You still have the lighters without the
without the childproof safety things on them. That's so old school.
You have to like put GPS coordinates.
Yes. Cause they'll steal them from me.
All right. We're going to put this entire list up on our Facebook page.
Bastards.
Unwritten rules. These should all be punishable by death. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.